Today's topic is Google acquisitions. Google acquires Fridge, PitPat, and PostRank, but what does it mean? Google acquires many companies, but do you ever notice which ones, and do you ever speculate on why Google wants these startup companies? I think it makes for some great water cooler gossip, but I also think it begins to form a picture of where our internet is and where it is moving. Some of the recent Google acquisitions have been Fridge, which has a focus on security and social sharing, and PitPat, that's Pittsburgh Pattern Recognition, a facial recognition developer. With only minimal creativity, one can imagine how these could each be useful to Google. I'm confident that we will see influence from these technologies as Google continues to enhance the Google Plus platform and other Google products. In fact, if you have used Google Plus at all, you can see some uncanny similarities between Google Plus and Fridge. Google and PostRank. Now there's an obvious match. I think perhaps one of the most telling of Google's recent acquisitions is when they picked up PostRank in June. I wrote about PostRank back in 2010 in an article titled "Social Media Measurement Tools. What Do They Know About You?" Something I stated in that article was as follows. PostRank pulls data from many sources, which makes it far less fallible than others, which only measure single points of data. It seems that Google noticed the value in this as well. In the image that I'm showing on the blog here, it's a PostRank score for a given article and indicates what PostRank knows about it. PostRank data can still be flawed due to network restrictions and the sheer volume of data, but it does a good job. We obviously know that Google has been very keen on social media for a long time. In fact, I've often said that Google is the ultimate king of social media. I do not mean because of their efforts with relative non-starters like Google Wave and Google Buzz or the social feed in Google search results. When I say that Google is the king of social media, I mean that because they have always made extraordinary strides toward measuring and delivering the information that is deemed important by social interaction. That social interaction has historically been in the form of websites linking to other websites. Google not only measures links from website to website, but they qualify it with the more popular websites providing amplification to the signal. This principle is not changing, but the methods and complexities of measurement are changing. In my estimation, Google is not missing a beat, and the acquisition of PostRank further adds to their reach. People have tried to argue that Google's measurement of links from one website to another is not social media, but let's have a look at social. Social means literally of or relating to society or its organization, and it doesn't mean the microcosmic view of making buddies or socializing in the let's grab a beer sense. By measuring website links, Google has used a social response from others to determine what people want and what they're looking for. So let's look at how the modern use of social media changed things. Google's historical measurement of links is still just as social-based as what we see in modern social networks. The overall factors of separating the popular from unpopular are similar. The difference today is that the simplicity of sharing those links is much easier for the non-technical John and Mary lunch bucket type who don't know anything about websites or HTML. Accordingly, it is much faster, and the amount of information to sort through is huge. There's a lot of factors to assimilate and far more data points than ever before. Google is extremely efficient at this, but now Google has even more help gathering that data. Since you may wonder how Google's acquisition of PostRank really makes sense or how it can help Google, here's a brief statement about PostRank in their own words. What is PostRank? The social web connects people where they share, critique, and interact with content and each other. PostRank is the largest aggregator of social engagement data in the industry. Our platform tracks where and how users engage and what they pay attention to in real time. PostRank's social engagement data measures actual user activity, the most accurate indicator of the relevance and influence of a site, story, or author. PostRank provides useful data for publishers, and now that data will be useful to Google as well. I've heard a lot of people confused about how Google views the usage of modern social networks. I think it is absurd that a person could actually think they're not making efficient use of this information. For anybody who doubts the degree to which Google gives attention to modern social signals, the acquisition of PostRank should give a further indication that they're serious. What Google says about PostRank. According to an article on TechCrunch, Google made the statement about their acquisition of PostRank as follows. We are always looking for new ways to measure and analyze data, and as social analytics become increasingly important for online businesses, we're excited to work with the PostRank team to make this data more actionable and accountable. They have developed an innovative approach to measuring web engagement, and we think they can help us improve our products for our users and advertisers. Now, that's what Google says. As I said in my recent article about clout, I don't think it's a good idea to become obsessed about statistics such as these, but I do believe it's valuable to be aware. If you're curious about how it works or what PostRank knows about your presence on the web, I would encourage you to take a closer look and get familiar with PostRank. This further emphasizes what I've always claimed, which is that SEO and social media marketing are entirely intertwined and always will be. Now please tell me what you think. Add your comments on the blog at awebguy.com, and I'll look forward to hearing from you, and maybe we can hash this out and figure out how to make it better. Have a great day. Thanks for tuning in.